time is now, folks. It's Long Shots Radio, prime time NFL and NCAA football edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. The summer is winding down. We are just days away from NCAA football action and just weeks away from NFL regular season action. What an exciting time to be part of TrendBetting.com and the Long Shots brand. Coming up on the show later on tonight with me, world champion legendary gambler Jim Spice is going to join me tonight to go over some NFL football. Also, Alex the AK-47 is coming online with us tonight to talk NCAA wagering and daily fantasy action. He's going to go over the big September plays that you're not going to want to miss out and the matchups that are going to help put you on the right side. Also tonight on the show, we have site founder, CEO, and owner of TrendBetting.com, Lucky Lance Williams, to preview exactly how we're going to go about winning you money in football season this year. Stay tuned for the show. I'm Donnie Wrightside. I will guide you through exactly what to look for in the months of September, October, and November as football season gets going full blast. Folks, this is Long Shots Radio, prime time edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get the show started. What a fantastic year to go. The team at TrendBetting.com has every single thing you need for football season to put you on the right side. Let's wait no further, folks. This is Long Shots Radio, prime time edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, prime time edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. What a sensational show we have lined up for you this evening. As you heard from the promo there, in just moments, we're going to talk to world champion handicapper Jim Feist and pick his brain about some little NFL action, obviously, we have going on in the next couple weeks, so some good stuff coming up there. Alex the AK-47 is going to be on a little bit later tonight. We're going to go over some daily fantasy information and, more importantly, get those big-time early-season college football matchups, what to look for in those games, why he's picking a certain side, and also players to take a look at when going ahead and betting college football. We'll also round it up there with talking to Alex about who he thinks early preseason is going to be in the Final Four for football and getting into the playoffs. We're going to cover it all tonight with NFL, NCAA. Also, we're going to go over our Major League Baseball season, which has been cruising through August. We'll end the show taking a look at some quick bits of information about tomorrow's games. Tonight's action itself, we don't have any plays. As you know earlier, both friends, clients, and also subscribers, we did push on the run line with the Los Angeles Dodgers today. On the run line, I'm meaning -1, not -1.5. We did pay a little bit of juice for that, but it turns out it worked to our advantage. Losing the game 1-0 would have been a tough one to swallow, especially the way it went down. Bases loaded numerous times to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They had bases loaded no outs, bases loaded no outs, and bases loaded one out, and only were able to gain one run out of those equations. Sometimes it feels like even though you pushed, it was a loss. But we take it and we flip it over to tomorrow on a nice run, 15-6 in the month of August with baseball. 2-0 this week, obviously with a push today. No harm, no foul, and we'll definitely get back on the diamond as it is tomorrow. So let's kick off the show the right way. Do have many callers on hold here, but as I said, the show we're setting up tonight is our football extravaganza. We want to talk NFL football, so we went to get the best possible expert in the business, and that's world champion handicapper Jim Feist. We're going to go over a little bit of NFL information, but before I bring him on the line, I'm in my 30s. Jim's been around the game a long time, and it's always great to pick the brain of people that have seen it, done it, and lived it. I mean, we're talking about a guy that had a TV show for over 30 years, starting in the 70s. ProLine can still be seen today at ProLineTV.com, as well as on Jim's YouTube account. internet, phone, radio, print. Jim has done it all. I mean, he's been around the game. It's always nice to get some information and pick the mind of an expert there. Jim, still to this day, is featured on over 24 handicapper sites worldwide coming in. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of knowledge that he's going to give us today. But also, if you want to get a hold with Jim before we bring him on, just to give you a little bit of a background as well, he's 10-5 this year in the NFL preseason, and that's off a 2014 season hitting 62% in the Westgate Super Contest. If you know that contest, it's big time out in Las Vegas. If you win that, you damn near get $1 million prize, and he's been doing very well in that over the years. NFL guaranteed special this weekend, including this weekend, his preseason game of the year. If you want to dial him up, it's 1-866-344-2000 or jimfeist.com. If you go to the site, you'll find preseason previews, articles, videos, anything you need to get you ready for the season and get you ready for NFL football. Just to go over that again, if you want to contact Jim, that's 1-866-344-2000 or go to jimfeist.com. And without further ado, let's go ahead and we're going to bring Jim on the line. Jim, how you doing there, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for the great introduction.
Hey, fantastic, Jim. As I said again, I mean, I'm not that old relative there. I'm in my late 30s. But growing up, your nationally syndicated show was revolutionary back in the day, and we all wanted to get into the business for that exact same reason. The fun of it, the gambling, the rush. You've been there and been around the block, Jim. Before we get into talking NFL there, tell the people about there a little bit about your background there that they may not have heard.
Well, before the advent of the TV show, I'd been around the sports betting business a little bit and played a lot of poker and actually I played a little professional pool on the circuit when I was a little bit younger than that. Had some business dealings and did quite well and was very successful at it. And one day somebody mentioned to me, why don't you put out a show or a newsletter or something like that? The industry was rather small back then. It was back in the, 69, 70. And there were only about 6 services in the whole country. And I said, that's a pretty good idea. So I started a little newsletter. It was more like basically a two-pager. And it wasn't that much involved. But then someone said, well, let's put a show together. And I ran into some guys out of Texas. They were out of Austin, Texas. And we put a show together called ProLine. And lo and behold, it was on for 36 years. Quite successful. Longest running show of its type ever. And it's still on, but it's on the internet at jimfeist.com. And the old segments are still on as well on YouTube.
That's fantastic. I mean, just looking up and taking a look at your overall past history, as I said again, it's really nice to have on. Let's get right down into it, Jim. The NFL season is right around the corner for us. Preseason game 3 is this weekend. I know you have a really big play going. I gave the numbers out there. Anybody that wants to get contact with you, check out your website or give you a phone call. But this year in the NFL, there's 6 new head coaching changes. There were 6 last year, 7 this year, with Jack Del Rio, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, Todd Bowles, Rex Ryan, Dan Quinn, and the list goes on and on. Some coaching changes to dissect. What do you look at, I guess, or how is that going to equate when you're gambling on football games?
Well, it equates a lot. You mentioned the head coaches. Where the big changes come from, I feel, are the offensive and defensive coaches, because many of the schemes change at that level. The head coach, if they're not involved directly with a specific offense or defense, and they're allowing their offense and defensive head coaches to make the changes and to adjust those things, they change a lot of schemes. And you'll see the defenses go 4-3 to 3-4 and et cetera, a lot of things. And teams have to adjust to that. The biggest change, I feel, is in San Francisco with Jim Tomsula. I mean, this is a guy that was a line coach or a quarterback coach, I don't recall, but he wasn't a head coach. Were you talking about Bowles, Kubiak, Fox, Del Rio, et cetera, and Rex Ryan? These guys had a little bit higher level jobs, and they're moving up. Some of these guys were head coaches before, as Del Rio and Rex Ryan. Kubiak also was in Houston, which I think he returns this week to the visit there. But it's interesting. The coaches, there are some coaches on the hot seat, but I don't think any of these guys are. They're going to get a little bit of sort of a honeymoon period. The coaches on the hot seat are coming out of Washington and St. Louis, I feel. Everybody talks about Jeff Fisher, and, you know, he's a great coach. He's got a great history, et cetera, et cetera. But what was the last time he had a winning season? It's been, I think, 8 years. And most guys get, you know, they get sent to the bench after 2 or 3 years of not winning. And he's had some talent down there. Maybe he's had some bad luck. We'll see this year. But I think he has to produce. And up in Washington, that's a mess. And they have an owner there that doesn't have a lot of patience with head coaches. So if they don't start to do something right, and they have an RG3 problem there too, because I think the owner might like RG3 more than the coaches do.
That's no doubt about it. That's dating back even to his rookie year when he blew out the knee. The owner's flying him around on private jets. He's getting treatment there. I mean, he's even running out of the tunnel that same year with the flag all by himself from opening day. So it's almost like an RG me type situation. Jim, you talked about a little bit there on Jim Tomsula. Now, you want to talk about a coach stepping into some hot water there. I can't think of in the last decade an offseason as tumultuous as it's been with the 49ers this year. Now, I know he's going to get a lot of rope there since being a new coach, but it's hard to step into the shoes, you're right, of somebody like Harbaugh and come right in, especially with a team that's a little bit shaky. As I digress in a point there, Jim, I know you do very, very well in preseason gambling with the NFL. Is there a certain thing that you look at on why you play games in preseason? What would give you the edge over, I guess, somebody who would just be stepping in or trying to look at a game? How do you go about betting preseason football?
Well, a couple subjects there. Tom Sula is stepping into it. Harbaugh did a great job there. Management, upper management, and ownership in San Francisco is a mess. They were a mess before Harbaugh got there. They're going to be a mess this year. I don't know if they're going to win. There's a total on that game or on that team. I think it's in the 8 to 6.5. I don't think they even win 6.5. I think they might win 4 at the most. Mm-hmm. As far as preseason is, it totally is information. You must have some idea what the head coach's attitude is to the game. Are they approaching it to evaluate talent, or do they have some primary or secondary agenda to show a win on the scoreboard for the players to get some enthusiasm or the fan base to buy tickets and support them? The second thing I look at is backup quarterbacks, because your first-string quarterback is generally going against a first-string defense. There's really no advantage there unless, you know, you have a really good team against a bad team, which might be, say, New England against Jacksonville or something like that. But it's the backup quarterbacks that are going to be facing the second and third string defenses. For example, you've got a great backup quarterback who might be a starting quarterback in Glennon for Tampa Bay, and you've got Chase Daniel for Kansas City. I mean, these guys can put up numbers even against first-string defenses, against second- and third-string defenses. They can light up the board.
Exactly. Now, taking a look, I know you're heading into from preseason, transitioning into the regular season. Certain teams that you're looking at here, Jim, heading into the stretch to start the season, win totals. Are there any teams that you're looking at that are going to have a positive year, which you think you can get a good number in Vegas right now? And are there any teams that you possibly see slipping and maybe falling under that total?
Well, yeah, and a lot of those numbers have moved already, as you know, and I know you follow the numbers as closely as I do. The Eagles are 9.5. I don't know if that's exactly current today or not, but here's a team. That's a lot of wins for a team that really doesn't have a primo quarterback. Now, I know Chip Kelly's done pretty well since he's been in the NFL, but a lot of college coaches don't do well, and I kind of feel he's made a lot of very questionable calls in the offseason, getting rid of certain talent, bringing in other talent. The Bradford move is questionable, because not because Bradford doesn't have the talent, it's because he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Then you back up him with Sanchez, who's been a marginal quarterback since he's been in the league. He's had some success, no question about it. But to get over 9.5 wins, you got to get to 10. And that is tough without a primo quarterback. And I don't see them making it. I think they're going to go under the total. We mentioned it with San Francisco. San Francisco is just a mess. Either the players have retired or they're in jail or going to jail. So it's a mess with San Francisco. I look for them to go under as well.
Fantastic. Taking a look at the season opener, and I know a lot of people like to bet right off the bat in football season, which after I go over this one thing, I want to circle back and hit another point. Week one, Thursday night, Patriots-Steelers, a lot of suspensions in that game. We still haven't had the Flategate that's been cleared up yet. Le'Veon Bell's been suspended, and even Martavis Bryant today just got suspended, the second wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. How do you see that game playing out, Jim?
Well, up till today, and I guess the other day with Pouncey, they lost the Pouncey, who was a major loss.
Yep, correct. Yes.
So, I mean, Pittsburgh's coming into this game with a lot of talent on the sidelines. New England has got the Deflategate thing, which is an embarrassment to the NFL, the way they've handled it. But be that as it may, it's still going on. I don't think Brady's going to play the first game. I think at least something like a one-game suspension will come out of that. But we don't know. It's really not in the NFL's hands anymore. It's in the hands of the court. So what are they going to do with it? I have no idea. But New England is New England. This is the champion of the league, and they've been the champion. And you got Belichick, who's a master at getting his team ready. Pittsburgh's coming in there. They're on the road. This is opening the season without three major talents. I think Pittsburgh's in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, and backing up on that track, the Patriots are absolutely dominant at home, and you said it again with Bill Belichick. He has all offseason to plan for this game and get ready. They've known for some time that Jimmy Garoppolo is probably going to be the starting quarterback, so I think they're going to have him, you know, ready to go, coached up, and sort of limit the damage by, you know, making sure the game plan fits what he does as opposed to Tom Brady. Now, one point betting that first game there, Jim, it's no secret that Las Vegas absolutely destroys the public in the month of September because people get gung-ho. They have their bankroll. They like to bet it and bet it right away and put it in play. Any money management tips out there, Jim, that you can give to the listeners there of how to wade through September?
Well, I actually have never had problems with September, but I, you know, I work full time at this, as you do. So,
sure.
I mean, I think
yep.
the average guy doesn't have the hours to put in. Just in this conversation alone, I think between the two of us, we could probably go 3-4 hours just talking about, you know, half
absolutely.
The teams, and not,
yep.
you know, we'd probably go all week to talk about all of them. But if you do your homework and you know what the teams have looked like in practice and et cetera. As far as the average guy that's not getting any help from anybody, you've got to manage your bankroll, which means you should not be betting any more than 2 to 5% on any game.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be risking any more than, say, 10% on any weekend of your total bankroll. Let's say you come into the season and you think, well, I can lose $5,000 for the year. Well, $5,000, 10% of that is $500. You don't want to lose any more than $500 that first weekend. Until you start to get a feel for these teams. Now, I'm assuming you have some handicapping talent. You don't want to go broke. You don't want to go overboard. Be conservative. The flag gets raised every day. You want to be there to take advantage of that. And you'll learn after 1 or 2 or 3 weeks a little bit more about each team. And if you're going to do your own handicapping, your own work, and follow a certain team, which I advise also, don't try to follow the whole league. If you're doing all your own work and you have another job and you don't have the hours, follow a couple teams that you have some good information on, maybe in your region, in your area, or in one division, for example. And I think you'll do better.
Fantastic. Jim, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy man. I'm very happy that you're able to spend some time with us on the show and give the listeners a lot of good information. I hope to do it soon, Jim. Good luck in the Super Gate contest out there and also with your gambling this year. Clients, hope everybody jumps on board. Jim's a very good guy. You heard all the knowledge there. And once again, Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show this evening with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I wish you all the best this year as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks again, Jim. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you heard it right there. That was world champion handicapper Jim Fice dropping some knowledge with us there. Again, if you want to get his package, there's a lot of things going on, especially with the preseason game of the year, at 1-866-344-2000 or go to jimfeist.com. As I said again, it was a lot of fun talking to him. A lot more to go on the show today. Alex the AK-47 is coming up in just a few moments, as well as Lucky Lance Williams, site founder, CEO, owner of trendbetting.com and the Long Shot Lifestyle. Folks, we're going to take just a quick break here. Going to be right back after there. Hold on. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks. Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It is our college football and NFL kickoff show. Had a lot of feedback already there, people DMing left and right. It's been a lot of fun. You heard Jim Feist on earlier go over a couple bits of knowledge on the NFL season, some bankroll management, some totals to look for there on the over-unders. Now, he doesn't know I'm an Eagles fan, and he went under 9.5. But hey, gambling is money. You know, Eagles are green, but so is money, and I understand that, and definitely we'll look into it to see how the Eagles actually turn out the season. I'm looking at a little bit, you know, 13.5 wins I will go over for the Eagles, just a little bit of knowledge on my end, but that might be the fan talking. Hey, folks, right now I'm going to bring on one of my favorite guys in the industry. Talk to him all the time online, all the time on the phone. He's one of my favorites to bring on because we talk about small-time college football half the time. We're talking Mountain West, Chucky Keaton, Donnell Pomfrey. We're talking MAC football. We're talking Bowling Green, NIU. It's really what we're about. We're going to go over a little bit of DFS, but let's wait no further. It's my good buddy, Alex, the AK-47. Alex, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Donnie, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's up? Hey, let's get right into it. Let's drop some knowledge, as you like to say, on the fans tonight. College football starts next Thursday. I know you're going to be in your dorm room. I know you're going to be pumping Sandstorm as South Carolina comes out. Give me some thoughts on some opening games that we're looking at right off the bat, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. The first upset alert that I have pinpointed is that matinee game between the Carolinas. And, you know, we hear it every year, Donnie. Tell me if I'm wrong. UNC is going to come out and they're just going to shock everybody. It's the common thread that's been going on in the ACC for I couldn't tell you how long. Do I believe that? I don't know if I do this year. Not until that defense can step up. And, you know, we've seen that core depleted, per se, week by week in the past few years. But what I do like about these guys this year is the offense, and they're absolutely loaded. You look at the quarterback slot with Marquise Williams. He's got a ton of guys on the outside. Ryan Switzer is another guy to look at. He'll be used in special teams. I know you like him a lot. Quinshon Davis.
Yep.
It's a team that's pretty much going to rely on putting up 40-plus a game. And, you look at South Carolina and Steve Spurrier over the past few years, kind of on a decline. There's not a lot of buzz going on in South Carolina. So I actually like the Tar Heels come week one, getting 3 points. I think if you look at the money line, you can get some value with that. The public right now likes that 3 with South Carolina, that low number. But I actually like the Tar Heels in this one. I think that they can put up some points against a defense that hasn't really been able to prove that they can step up after the loss of guys like Jadeveon Clowney a few years ago. So I'm going to grab the points and the value with the Tar Heels. And then also, you know, we're going to go to, and I know you're going to love this, man. We're going to go right into the small guys with the Conference USA. And one
yeah,
team that I like,
might
as well, man. One team that I like week one is the Florida Atlantic Owls. They're at Tulsa. They're getting 7. A team that I think that you could look on the money line as well. A team that put up half 100 against Tulsa last year. You look at the quarterback slot again, Jaquez Johnson for Florida Atlantic. This is going to be his third year in the system. He's proved himself. He's a guy, he's a future fan guy. You really never know when he's going to show up. But I think with the experience and his capability, he's got guys on the outside this year. Even though they lose Lucky Whitehead, they're all everything this year from last year. Jensen Stoshek had a great year. Last year, he really stepped up later in the season. He's been having a great spring and off season. Caleb Woods as well, 6'3". He's going to be a big mismatch. I'm not sure about Tulsa. Haven't really dissected him much, but I think if you look at the points, I think Florida Atlantic could be one of those teams that might have a better year than they did last year. They were 3-9 a season ago, but they had 3 losses by 3 points or fewer. So that usually points to more wins the next season. So that's another one. And then the last one, Donnie, this one's I hate to put this team up on upset alert, but I would not be surprised to see that if this one keeps it a little closer than most people expect. And that's the Minnesota Golden Gophers versus the Horned Frogs of TCU. And, TCU, they get snubbed last year. You know, maybe the best offense in the nation to watch with Trevon Boykin. And, it pains me to even pinpoint these guys and put them on upset alert. But if you look at the stats, Jerry Kill, for Minnesota head coach, 4 times since 2011, he's won as a dog of 8.5 points or more. So he's doing, he's scoring big in the underdog role. You got to feel with, double-digit months to prepare for, TCU and Trevon Boykin. I wouldn't be surprised to see this game be very close. If you're Minnesota, you can't get into a shootout with DCU. So I expect them to eat up as much clock, trying to keep possession and hopefully keep this one into a one-score game. I think, if you're betting on TCU early, I'm not going to say that you're, playing with fire, but I would definitely rethink that one.
That's a tough number, too, because I know it's sitting, most of the spots in Vegas are sitting at 14.5, which is a real tough number to bet into, because you're basically saying that team's going to win by 3 touchdowns, essentially, on the road opening game. Those scrimmages, in the NFL, we got like 3 or 4 preseason games that you can roll those things through. First week of the season on Thursday night, Alex, I'm going to give you 2 teams right now that are matched up, and they're both MACtion teams. And not even picking the game to win, obviously I don't think either one of these teams are going to win. Which one would you say probably has the best shot to cover? And I'm looking at Central Michigan getting 23 from Oklahoma State. And then also if we take a look again at another game, I'm just scroll down here to see where I lost my train of thought, Michigan State and Western Michigan, with Western Michigan getting 18.5. Any shot either one of those two teams can possibly cover in that?
If I'm gonna go for one, I'm going to say the Central Michigan Chippewas. And, I did a little research on the Big 12 a lot this year. Not as much on the MAC as far as the mid-majors, but Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State are on a 16-3 run to the over when they're playing non-conference games, right? And we're talking, a clip that's hitting, around 73 points per game. So I think, as good as Oklahoma State's going to be on offense, they got a ton of firepower. They might be one of the better offensive teams in the Big 12 up there with TCU and up there with Baylor, if not in that 3 or 4 spot. I think there's going to be a lot of possessions in this game, and I think that's just too big of a number to give a team like Central Michigan that's going to want to throw the ball and that can get in a shootout with Oklahoma State. I just think with the total set as high as, you've seen 64s and 65s, I think with a total that high, it's just too big of a number to give, and I think there's a lot of value at too with Central Michigan.
Gotcha. Now, how about if you look at Western Michigan? Now, you know me, I'm a huge, huge MAC guy, and they're bringing back everything in the kitchen sink on offense. Javarian Franklin up there with, Donnell Pomfrey's maybe my favorite running back in the whole NCAA, which half the listeners probably don't even know he plays for San Diego State. But then again, getting back into the MAC, looking at Terrell is the quarterback, obviously, but Javarian Franklin, who was a freshman last year, is now a sophomore. and they have all four wideouts back, strong offensive line back. Do they have any shot to hang in there with Michigan State? I know Michigan State's just bigger, badder, stronger, better, but 18.5 to give a team that's quite skilled and coming back on offense, any shot they can hang within that 21, or you just feel that, you know, Michigan State's just going to impose their will?
And I did a lot of research as well on Big 12 coaches and how they fare in opening week. And D'Antonio is actually one of the best in regards to these small situational roles. You talk about being a double-digit road favorite or how he responds after a loss. And right now I wouldn't go against Mark Antonio. I think that Michigan State's got a lot of potential this season in the Big Ten. They're one team that I would not count out. You know, PJ Fleck's done an absolutely great job with the with that Western Michigan club, and do it to what they did last year. I think with the 18.5 points, you're going to see a lot of the public on Michigan State, especially after what happened last year and how well they fared last year. They have a lot of potential and a lot of hype surrounding them this year, so I wouldn't be surprised to see the public be hammering Michigan State. And, you know, you talk about 18.5 points, you know, even if Michigan State and Sparty go up, you know, in the in 21, 24 points. There's a, you know, viable shot to get a backdoor cover as well late. But you're talking about a week one road game versus a MAC school. Who knows if the motivation is going to be there. You know, Western Michigan's, they're a competitive squad, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see them keep it close, but they're not exactly, as I would say, on my radar and who I would be quick to bet on.
Gotcha. Now, looking college football week one, we've gone over a lot of games there. Now, gambling-wise, with your expertise, who are you zeroing in on right now that you're probably going to want to put money down on yourself week one?
No doubt about it. There's one game that's really sticking out to me right now, Donnie, and it's Southern Mississippi, plus 23.5. They're going to be playing at Mississippi State. And Mississippi State is a team that I just, you know, as much as I want to try to, I just can't jump on the bandwagon. A lot of people have. A lot of people love Dak Prescott, the quarterback, talking about Heisman talk, talking about how, you know, he could single-handedly, you know, win an SEC title and all that fun jazz, but I'm just not buying it. The Bulldogs bring back 7 returning starters on both sides of the ball combined, only 3 on defense. I just actually recently covered Southern Miss in an article a week and a half ago, as I did with every Conference USA team. And you're talking about a club. Todd Monken the past few years hasn't been blessed with a lot of talent, but he brings back a lot of players on offense. You're looking at Michael Thomas on the outside, Marquise Ricard, and they also got Justice Hayes from Michigan, who should be playing in the running back slash slot role as well. I just think that the 23.5 is very enticing for bettors that want to dabble with Mississippi State. I think it's purely a trap game, and I think Southern Miss can put up some points. I'm thinking this is going to be a 34-17-ish type of game. And once again, mm-hmm. I talk about motivational factors. I just can't see Mississippi State coming out and laying the wood and really, you know, having a chip on their shoulder versus a Conference USA team to start. And a team that was 2-10 last year just doesn't really wake up call for me. So I'm gonna take the points with Southern Miss. I really like the Golden Eagles to improve after going 2-10 last year. And there's 2 more games I also want to cover, Donnie. And mm-hmm. one of them we're talking about the most under the radar game of the week, and that's gonna be Charlotte mm-hmm. and Georgia State. Now for those if we're talking small time football, we might as well, you know, get to the bottom of the litter here. But
what are they going to get? About 1,000 people in the Georgia Dome for that game, I guess.
yeah, no doubt about it. They're actually, you know, holding security for the amount of people that are going to be there. But for those that, you know, are not familiar with the Conference USA and what's going on, Charlotte actually is entered as an FBS school this season, starting from the FCS. They went 10-12. Their first 2 seasons as an FCS program. So, you know, nothing to write home about, but these guys do have a lot of offense, and I think they're going to fit in perfect with the Conference USA when you're talking about the prototypical gun and, you know, quarterbacks that can really sling around the field and not much defense. And you're talking about a team that was very susceptible, to the pass at an FCS level.
And you look at Georgia State, they've been prone to going over at home. I think they're 11-2, you know, to the over at home. And I think if you're Charlotte and, you know, you have a game plan, it's going to be try and score as many points as you can because you know that your defenses are going to bail you out. So this has the makings of a firework display, and I think it's going to be, you know, a real up-and-down track meet game. Charlotte's got a few guys on the outside as well. Austin Duke had over 1,000 receiving yards last year. He's going to be the main target for that offense. And then Khalif Phillips as well, the running back.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of film on him. He hits the hole real well. Doesn't have a lot of breakaway speed, but he's very elusive. And I think there's going to be no defense play in that game, if that makes sense.
Yep, absolutely it does. Absolutely. Now, taking a look in the NCAA season as a whole, I know it's hard to predict, like, Heisman awards and stuff like that. Give me a couple names that, and again, it doesn't even have to be like top of the barrel. Like anybody can be like, hey, you know, I'm going to look at Nick Chubb this year. Give me a couple players that really have your attention that maybe some people don't know about that you think can absolutely break out this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The first guy actually I've covered a lot this offseason, that's Jeff Driskel. And if that name sparks, you know, to the forefront, he was a Florida Gator for the past few years, actually, and got a grad transfer. So he's going to be the starting quarterback for Louisiana Tech, a team that I predicted to win the Conference USA this season. And you look at Driskel's last few years after taking Florida to the Sugar Bowl, you know, he saw his own little decline. People that were once advocates became cynics. And now he comes into the Conference USA, and I feel that he's just going to absolutely torch those defenses. You talk about who he's got alongside him in running back Kenneth Dixon, a guy that's, you know, shattered pretty much every Louisiana Tech record there is. And, you know, talking about torching these defenses, Driskel's a perfect 6-0 versus mid-majors when he was at Florida, threw 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So I think that he's a guy that can really come in, make an immediate impact, and he's got a lot of skill players around him. Carlos Henderson caught, I want to say he averaged...
I love Dixon. Dixon is going to be good.
There's just, you know what, there's a lot of skill. And I think coming down from the SEC level and playing at the Conference USA, it's going to be a cakewalk for Driskel. I don't see how it isn't. I think he's going to pick apart those secondaries, and I think that with that line coming back, they have over 50 career starts and a top-tier running back. I think it's going to be extremely easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw you in a did you write an article a couple weeks ago or even had a comment? I know you're – which is a big-time WKU Hilltoppers team. Dangerfield at wide out, Leon Allen, Dowdy. Like, tell me a little bit about maybe some WKU offense there, buddy.
Oh, man, yeah. It's, you know, and I literally, it was published not even 24 hours ago. I did a piece because I follow this team very closely. They're such a fun team to watch. They're like a mini Baylor. And, you know, we all know about Brandon Dowdy, a guy that threw for nearly 5,000 yards last year, a guy that makes throwing the ball on rookie mode in Madden was disgraceful. And he's bringing back a ton of receivers from last year. You're talking about an offense last year that had 7 guys that caught 20 or more balls for 350 or more yards and multiple scores. And with that come the top 2 receivers in Jared Dangerfield, Taywan Taylor. Leon Allen also rushed for over 1,500 yards. Anthony Wales, a running back, also rushed for over 500 yards, averaged 6.3 yards per carry. They're fully stocked. And when I say fully stocked, it means that Brian Brown can literally throw out whatever package he wants, and he's got guys that can score on any given play. And when I say any given play, I mean you're talking guys that can take tunnel screens for 80 yards and score. So can the defense be better this year? That's another question. You know, an 8-4 season last year, or, you know, 9 wins last year, nothing, you know, to hang your head about, but they want a conference championship, and if they're going to do that, they're going to need Dowdy and his arsenal of receivers to, if not mimic last year, then build upon that, because they are offensive heavy and one of the most fun teams to watch come Saturday.
Awesome, man. Hey, heading into the season here, taking a look at a few things. Conference, I know we're going over a couple things here. Give me one conference that you're going to be really focused on, not even gambling-wise, but just because you like the action in the conference, the offense, the defense. Who are you looking at this year?
Well, it's you know, it's kind of a homer pick, but it's going to be the Big Ten. And I think it's strictly because I think they're on the uprise again. You look at Urban Meyer and what he did last year, and, you know, all the Big Ten Network is it's like they're kneeling down and just, you know, fanning Ohio State and pretty much tending to all their needs. And you look at Jim Harbaugh coming over and, you know, breathing some life into their program. You know, Michigan State comes in at number, I think, what are they, pre-ranked number 5 or 6, somewhere high up in that range. And James Franklin over at Penn State, another guy who's expected to have a big year, and Christian Hackenberg, who could be the number one pick in, you know, next year's draft. And it seems like Iowa and Minnesota are supposed to be very good next year. Wisconsin could have a 10-win season based on their schedule. So there's a lot going on right now in the Big Ten, and I wouldn't be surprised to see if, you know, another national championship is brought to the Midwest. And I'm not just talking about Ohio State. I think Michigan State can also peak in if they have a good year this year. They're going to need to be on top of their game. But I think with, you know, D'Antonio and Connor Cook as well, they replaced some, you know, offensive guys that were real big from last year, and Langford and Tony Lippitt. But we'll see, man. It's one conference that I'm excited to see pan out. And now that I'm writing for Michigan and stuff, it'll be nice to keep an extra eye on them. So the Midwest gets my vote for that one.
Absolutely. Now, taking a look at heading down farther into the season, I know it's hard to predict a Final Four who's going to get into the playoffs there. I got Ohio State, not even penciled in, literally markered in there. Who would be your top four? I know you haven't even seen any football yet this season, but right now, if you had to pick a top four who's going to be there, who do you think they're going to be?
Yeah, you and I both, man. I even told, you know, everybody and their mother that I would love to see a reasonable answer on why Ohio State shouldn't make the playoffs. They're in for me as well. My four have changed drastically throughout the season, obviously. We did a piece earlier back in, I want to say, February. We did a way too early top four, and, you know, three of those four teams are already pushed out. So right now my second team to get in is Auburn, and I really like what they got going on offense. They're going to be one of the fastest, most elusive offenses that you can find out there this season, and it starts with Jeremy Johnson, a guy that I think can win the Heisman if he shows out this year. And he's got one of the best receivers in the SEC, perhaps outside of Laquon Treadwell of Ole Miss, and that's with Duke Williams. You know, Gus Malzahn has proven that he can win, and Will Muschamp comes over from Florida as a defensive coordinator, so the pieces seem to be fitting pretty well for War Eagle. And then if I also have to give my my next one will be Clemson, a team that I think is going to be feast or famine this year, primarily because they lose a lot of defensive guys. I think they only bring back 3 guys. A lot of them went to the draft last year. But their offense is going to be, you know, I can't even put into words how excited I am to watch this offense play, especially with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, a dual threat guy who's really going to add a spark for that offense. And perhaps one of the most underrated trio of receivers in the country. You're talking about Artavis Scott, guys like Sherron Peak and Jermone Hopper are definitely going to flourish in that offense. I really like Dabo Swinney. Clemson's more my under-the-radar pick, but I just want to see them succeed because, you know, I love the purple jerseys, man. You can't go wrong with the purple jerseys.
There it is, my man.
Oh, I got one more, Donnie. We can't have just 3 teams.
Go ahead. Yeah, look, man, I need the 4. I need the 4. I need
Well, hey, here's the thing, man. I don't know about the Big 12 this year. I really don't. I think it could be just a slugfest between all, you know, the top 5 teams, and nobody gets in again. And I just want to see mass hysteria break out down south about not getting in. So I went the opposite direction. I went out west, and I'm going to pick Stanford to get in. And, you know, they set themselves apart from the prototypical Pac-12, and that's, you know, 5 wide, sling the ball, try and score 50 points a game, but you give up 60. And they've proven that they can beat top-tier teams. They've proven they could beat Oregon, and their defense is just extremely stout. And now they get Kevin Hogan at quarterback returning. Christian McCaffrey as well is going to get more touches here. He's going to be one of the more electrifying players in the country. And I'm going to give my 4th one to Stanford. And, you know, I've kind of gone through the blend of Pac-12 teams here. I originally had USC before the season started, jumped to UCLA, saw what, you know, quarterback conundrum there with Josh Rosen and some kind of off-field issues, but ultimately I'm going to go with Stanford because of their defense, and I think that their offense is going to be good enough to help out their defense if they stumble.
Yeah, if they can get the ball out to Kajusti, I mean, that's really going to help them out. That kid hopefully is ready to go with that blazing speed again this year, so it's definitely going to be keep an eye on those. But again, getting back to your point there on the Big 12, I mean, you figure they would have learned a lesson last year when they didn't get in, and they go again this year and go, yeah, we're not going to have a title game. I hope the same thing happens to them again, honestly. And with one of those guys get the loss and put them in the fifth and sixth spot.
Yeah, I really do, man. Not really speaking much on that. I think that they have two deserving teams, obviously, with TCU and Baylor. And not only that, the two teams that the country wants to see, primarily because of their offenses and their ability to put up points. But, you know, if Oklahoma, you know, could possibly squeeze in there. I've seen a few sharp guys that like Boomer Sooner. I don't personally, even with Samaji Perine and Baker Mayfield at the helm. But, you know, you're talking about TCU and Baylor. You know, you're talking about two teams that pretty much have to go through their docket unscathed to get into, you know, the playoff. And, you know, it's kind of a shame because you talk about the what if with TCU and, oh, yeah, you know, TCU beats Ole Miss and stomps them. They should have gotten to the playoffs. So it definitely opens up a gap for a ton of questions to be answered. But unfortunately, you know, that's the way the Big 12 plays out. So if you want to make the playoff, then you got to go 12-0 this season.
Amen, man. Hey, you said it all tonight. We don't have enough time to go over DFS, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more times that I'm going to bring you on, and we're going to go over that together. Thanks for giving us at least a good 20 minutes online, Alex. Hope the listeners out there benefited a lot from your information. I know I did, and we'll catch up soon, buddy.
No doubt about it, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. You got it, buddy. Right there, folks, that's Alex, the AK-47, one of the best guys in the business. I know we couldn't get to the DFS information, but we have a long football season. Alex is going to bring that knowledge each and every week. We'll try to get him on as much as possible, even if we can steal him for 5 to 10 minutes. I know he's a busy guy out there, but definitely a lot of good, fun information. You know me. I love talking to the kid. He brings a lot of energy to the table with TeamTrendBetting.com. Folks, we're going to take one quick break here. We're going to bring on the CEO of TrendBetting.com. Momentarily. So, folks, hang on. It's Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. For August 27th, we had Jim Feist dropping NFL knowledge, Alex the AK-47 dropping that knowledge on college football, and last but not least, let me give you a little bit of a background here on the next guest that we're going to be bringing up today. It's Lucky Lance Williams. If you heard the show before in the past, both my Major League Baseball edition on Monday and also my primetime edition. You've heard the name Lucky Lance Williams for years. And the reason being is because Lucky Lance Williams had a vision in the business that I 100% agreed with. What I mean by that vision is winning with integrity and losing with integrity as well. If you can't trust your handicapper, you're not going to be able to trust anything in this business, because our hard-earned money is back behind every pick we give out. It's not just something we're going to put you on 15 plays today. Hey, look at my monitor. I got 15 to 20 plays. That's not what it's about. If you know and follow me, like in baseball season right now, we're averaging 35 picks a month. There's only 30 days in a month. So we're putting on the best absolute play out there, which brings me again back to trendbetting.com. You know me. I have my own site at rightsidevalueplays.com. Haven't joined any other sites. 3 years ago, Lucky Lance Williams came to me with a vision, which I 100% again agreed with, and that's doing things the right way in the gambling business. So I'm going to bring him on in just a few moments. We're going to go over some interesting things that are going to be happening at the future of trend betting, but give you a little bit more of a background there. It started very simple, very rudimentary. Myself, Lucky Lance Williams, Alex the AK-47, that was the original three, and we grew by leaps and bounds over that first year. Have we made mistakes in the industry? Of course we have. But the lessons that we've learned over the past 3 years, we're going to apply that with future knowledge, and then we like to say again, building your bank roll the right way. We started working hard right from the beginning. This is our job. This is what we do each and every day in the business. So without any further ado, let's bring on Lucky Lance Williams, site founder, CEO of TrendBetting.com, and the Long Shots brand. Lance, what's going on out there, buddy?
Donnie, I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, man, look, you owe me a lot of money for that introduction I gave you right there. I mean, the check better be in the mail.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much. I agree completely. Together, I had no idea that it would be as good as it is now. We had a goal. We had a vision. You and Alex AK, like we just kind of threw it together and said, let's make something good happen, and it's been incredible. That interview with Jim Feist is a prime example of how far we've come. And I'll tell you what, Donnie. I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of sports radio, and you are as good as anything I hear out there. And that Jim Feist interview was brilliant and just shows how far we've come.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I mean, you came to me about a year ago now. It's almost we've got a year of the primetime show with me hosting it there. I remember you asked me saying, hey, you know what? You want to step up to the plate? You want to give it a go? And again, I was only one of those same thing callers calling in, 5 to 10 minutes a week. Maybe I get on, maybe I didn't. And I said, you know what? We want to do this in the future and do it the right way. Everything sounds great. I'm so happy that, it just turned out for the better. And it's been a weekly show that we now expanded to 2 days. Hopefully we'll get it to 5 days. But again, thanks for giving me the opportunity to host the show, man. It's your brand, it's your style, and I'm glad I can live up to it, buddy.
Yes, sir. You've done extremely well. I'm excited for how far we've come, and I love listening to Alex AK. That kid has been impressive from the start, but I'll tell you what. Here's how I talk to Alex AK. I ask him a question, and then I listen. The guy is a walking encyclopedia. I say it all the time. He just is brilliant, and he knows everything about what we do. Man, if you're going to listen to one guy in the industry, it's Alex AK.
Absolutely, man. Now, hey, coming up with trendbetting.com, this is what we like to always say is the busy season. There's the summer grind of baseball that you're hitting it each and every day, but football season is where champions are made. Tell us, Lance, about what's coming up with Team Trend Betting here, buddy.
Man, we're doing some amazing things, and, everyone wants to join us, and that's what I want to talk about for a few minutes today. If anyone's ever wanted to make an extra income talking about sports, then listen carefully for a couple minutes, because our company is about to step up to greatness and help players in cities and countries around the world. We're expanding trend betting and hiring new promoters each week for the next 2 months. And because the economy is so bad, the needs for cash-based second income has never been more than right now. And, every once in a while in life, there's opportunities that can be life-changing. I think that this opportunity for Alex AK is one of those. He's taken this very seriously. He rolls with some high place people now. I think he's changed his life being affiliated with us. And, you know, I've had other experiences in life that's been life-changing. Army boot camp, the Q course was one of those. Meeting Chad Badham, currency trader, who showed me how to apply stock market charting with Microsoft Excel to sports trading and trading teams like a stock was another one of those. Our first session went so well that it put me on the path of mastering quantitative sports betting. And, you know, this opportunity I'm about to describe really can be transformative for the right person out there. It's an awesome time for our team. And, my friend, we're going to shift how the gambling world sells information. I believe we have the best sports capping team in the industry. You know, I'm biased, but that's my total belief. I believe I have the most powerful sports betting system in the world, and the select few people that want to learn our system and who will be able to sell it can transform the way people bet all over the world. And so for the listeners out there, here's where you come in. There's only one of me. I only have so many days out of the month. I work 30 days a month. And I don't have the bandwidth to work any harder or any more hours. I'm looking for 16 more sports fanatics who want to make money talking about sports. We have 14 promoters currently, but I'm looking to hire and train two more per week for the next 2 months. I'm looking for people like Timo Canerva. Timo lives in the Netherlands. He's one of our featured handicappers, and he's one of the best I've ever seen for soccer and tennis. He goes into chat rooms and forums and just shows his knowledge and recruits players. Another example is Frank Buzz. Frank is a soccer and baseball expert who joined the promotions team a couple years ago. And he was so good at selling our service and so good at picking winners, I just had to hire him. And now he has more than 20,000 followers on Twitter. He has hundreds in his inbox, and he engages with players constantly. Those two guys are international, but it doesn't matter if you're American, Canadian, Australian, or even from Florida. We'll work with anybody. I'm going to keep it to 30 promoters, and I'll tell you why. We're expanding the business model. As you might have guessed, we're taking trend betting from a primarily North American service to a global market, and we'll encompass every sport on the planet. Over the next 18 months, we'll be translating trendbetting.com to 30 different languages and marketing to the top 30 nations by population. So that's cool. Each promoter will have a region or a country, and once we have 30 total, I'm going to focus on those guys exclusively and work with each guy or gal one day a month. So if you've ever wanted to join an elite team before it expands globally, this is your chance to do so. By working with me and my team leader, Matthew Schuler, you'll have our systems and tools to be part of an elite team of sports gamblers. You can promote from anywhere in the world, do it part-time or full-time. You'll get training one-on-one with me once a month. You'll get group training with our group once a week. You'll have access to daily picks from some of the trend betting experts like Travis Hitman and CJ the Racer. And we're running short on time, so I'm just going to let people know that if you're interested in joining the promotions team, we're going to have a group Skype call on Saturday at 11 a.m. Just contact me on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll get you the details.
There it is, Lucky Lance Williams, site founder, CEO, mastermind behind the whole Long Shots experience at trendbetting.com. Contact us on Twitter. Contact us on Facebook. Get into that group chat there. We're always here. This is, as I said before, this is the lifestyle we have. It's sports gambling. It's what we do for a living. It's what we make money at. Lance, thanks so much for coming on the show, buddy. I'll talk to you a little bit later on tonight.
Big plans, Donnie. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Right there, folks, that's Lucky Lance Williams, site founder, CEO, trendbetting.com. It's been a fun show. So happy to have Jim Feist on, Alex AK47, Lucky Lance Williams. Thanks for joining us on Long Shots NFL Kickoff Edition for August the 27th. We're going to be back on the air on Monday noon to back up and go over the start of National Football League season. NCAA football is going to be that week. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks again for listening to the show. This has been Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside.